senior will snap it. Matt Miller, a senior, will hold it. Jamie Christensen will kick it. For the lead.
I got a grin ear to ear. I got a grin as wide as the state of Tennessee on my face right now. That's Jamie Christensen. 2005, the game winner against the Tennessee Volunteers. Jamie joining us from Atlanta. How are we doing this morning, brother?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. After hearing that, I'm doing even better now.
Hey, man. You know, you hear you're saying your name, and of course you can – it brings back reminiscent of all those feelings. But now you kicked three game winners that particular year, and where does that one stack up on all of them?
I think that has to be number one. I just, given everything that was going on, all the turmoil between the programs, that has to be the biggest kick. It really does.
Now, Jamie, you're born and raised over in the Atlanta area, or the suburb of Atlanta. Last time we had you on Ole Miss Week, you talked about how Randy Ross, the former player development director here at Alabama, had met your dad on a cruise ship, right?
Yeah.
And your dad said, hey, I got a son that's kicking up at NAPS, Naval Academy Preparatory School. You're up there in Rhode Island. And they got you to get to Alabama, and the rest is kind of history. But not growing up in this rivalry like I did, being from Knoxville, did you know that Tennessee and Alabama was a big game?
I always knew it was a big game. But I didn't understand truly the magnitude of it until I kind of went through my first year when I was redshirted, and I just saw how crazy the fans were and how intense and how much they got into it. And I understood right away what this game meant. And of course, after that game, came up to my locker, had a good old victory cigar. So that was awesome.
Smoke them if you got them, brother.
Yep.
Visiting with Jamie Christensen, former kicker, University of Alabama, his game winner in 2005 against the Tennessee Volunteers. Jamie, as a field goal kicker, you know, one of those things that you have to do is you got to, I know it's important to maintain a level head and train of thought, but when Roman Harper lays the lick on Corey Anderson to fumble the ball through the back of the end zone, how was it hard to keep your composure? Because I sure as hell didn't.
Yeah, it was. And especially what happened the prior week against Ole Miss. The first thing I thought was, what an opportunity for me. Essentially, I'm gonna have a chance to win the Tennessee game, the last few seconds of the game, and the Alabama fans will forget every single miss that I've ever had in my career if I can just put this kick through the upright. And that's exactly what I thought to myself. And thankfully, I ended up converting.
Jamie Christensen, former kicker, University of Alabama, three-time game-winning kicker. Jamie, you said, you know, they'll forgive all the misses in my career, but just kind of walk us through someone that has that tremendous amount of pressure on him. What is the mental game that's going on inside of your head as you're going over there, walking through your practice repetitions? What does that mental game sound like in your head?
Just trying to stay as calm as possible. Really on the sideline, I was just going through my normal routine of kicking the ball in the net. And really by this point, all the players knew to kind of leave me alone. Not to bother me, except for Justin Beller. He walked over and said, since I shook your hand before the Ole Miss kick, I'm going to do it again. You got this, buddy. And as soon as I took my final practice kicks in the net, I thought to myself, once again, just what an opportunity for me. And I was so sure I was going to convert the kick that I untaped the dollar bill and stuffed it in my sock.
Jamie, so now,
as I was running on the field, I shook Brody's hand as he was running off. And the one thing I remember is the song Zombie Nation playing over the loudspeaker.
That is weird.
It's so weird. And I just remember, oh, 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 oh. Before my kick, I had no idea why. No idea why. But that's one thing that just sticks out of my mind. And went out there, went through my normal routine. The ball was pretty much in the middle of the field. I end up, of course, this Drew Lane snap was perfect. Matt Miller's hold was perfect. Got the ball up, went through, and then, of course, just the stadium, that's one of the loudest I've ever heard it. And I was running off the field. And if you watch the replay of it, you'll see that I actually attempt to jump on Mike Shula, and he kind of moves out of the way. And then the next thing you know is I grab the dollar bill from my sock, since I untaped it from I wore two socks in my kicking leg, and I typically had it taped around that first sock. I untaped it before the kick, so I had it ready. So I reached down my sock, pulled the dollar bill out, and pulled it up in the air. And my special teams coach, Coach Unger at the time, he's like, "You still have to kick off. You still have to kick off." Just yelling at the top of his lungs. I'm like, "Settle down. It's going to be okay. We got this." And sure enough, went out there, kicked off, and the game ended up, of course, I guess ending a few seconds after that. So it was awesome.
Visiting with former teammate and friend of mine, Jamie Christensen. Jamie, you mentioned that dollar bill that was in your sock. Tell us the story behind that.
All right. Well, before the UF game, before I played Florida in 2005, I took a dollar bill from our weekly per diem, which is like $26, $27. And asked Matt Miller, my holder, and Drew Lane, my staffer, to sign it. And really, it started out just as a symbol of unity. And teamwork, just because without a perfect snap and hold, the chances of really converting a successful kick are just extremely diminished. So I wore two socks on my kicking foot, taped the dollar bill around the first sock, and covered it with the second sock. And I originally did it just out of a superstition, and honestly never thought it would get out. However, during the Ole Miss post-game press conference, my holder, Matt Miller, revealed to the press that my nickname was Money, and they start asking questions from there. And he's like, "Yeah, well, he wears a $1 bill in his sock, so he's Money." And from that point on, the nickname Money just really spread. ESPN got a hold of it, CBS, Fox, they're all calling to schedule interviews. And prior to the Tennessee game, ESPN actually stopped me in my pregame warm-up, had me pull down my sock so they could get a still shot of the dollar bill. And then after that kick, I guess it was ESPN that contacted me to do the game day interview for the main college game day segment before the LSU game that aired. So that's really the backdrop behind the dollar bill. It started out just as a superstition. I never wanted really anyone to find out about it. But then during that Ole Miss post-game press conference, Matt Miller just kind of threw that out there to the press, and they definitely ran with it.
Hey, Jamie, the last time you were on, you kind of got me jacked because I love aggressive kickers. And it was obvious that, you know, there's some guys who just kick, and they're really not football players. I believe Jamie Christian is a football player who kicked. And the reason I set that up that way is when it comes to going out on the field and every focal point, every eye in the stadium's on you, every person on the other team is calling you every name in the book. And then right before you went through your thing, you're ready, and the guy calls a timeout on the other sideline. What does that do for a kicker? I see guys do that, coaches do that all the time. Does that impact you as a kicker, and how do you overcome it if it does?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. You can think of it as, yes, the other team's trying to psych me out, or you can think of it as, you know what, this is that much more time for me to prepare, do my practice dry runs, to really get ready for this kick. So if anything, I see that as an advantage. But some people who really don't have that mental capacity would kind of freak themselves out, and that's just one more thing they're worrying about. But when you're in that situation, you got to be as positive as possible. Think of everything in just a positive light. And think of it as, you know what, I have more time to prepare, and it's even more of a reason for me to knock this thing through, because obviously they're trying to do everything in their power to kind of get inside your head, and that's the best thing you want to happen.
Hey, this is kind of a quick sidebar. Did you see the lick by the kicker on Holiday in the Denver-Indianapolis game? Did you see that lick?
No, I did not.
Well, anyway, he drilled Holiday. I was just going to see if you saw that tackle. It was one of the best tackles of the year by the kicker for Indianapolis. Just checking.
No, I'm fortunate. I only had to make a couple tackles. I mean, I want to say I had to make two tackles in my career, and one of them was against Ole Miss 1 year. Espy was running the ball back, and our coverage ended up. There's a few guys that just didn't get down there quick enough.
Yeah, that would have been
and
me.
And all of a sudden, I see Espy just running at me, and it's just me and him. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I mean, this guy was quick, and essentially, like, I have my shoulders where I'm kind of trying to force him to the sideline. So if he decides to go field, then I'm absolutely screwed. But thank goodness he decided to go sideline. I just had to give him a little push out of bounds. And then another time, I think I actually tried to jump on the back of somebody and bring him down, and I ended up slowing him down, and I think Garrett Gray ended up coming up and making the tackle. So I was never – that definitely was not my strong point, tackling. I will admit that.
Jamie, we've been talking about favorite cigar moments all week, and can't thank you enough for that that moment that you let us all enjoy in 2005 with those victory cigars.
It was my pleasure, man. My pleasure. It was a hell of a game.
Absolutely. Jamie Christensen, former – kicker for the University of Alabama, three-time game winner, my man Money Jamie Christensen. Jamie, before we let you go, briefly, got about 30 seconds. Let me get your prediction for this weekend.
All right. Well, I'll be short and quick. And essentially, AJ McCarron has more national championships than Tennessee has in the last 56 years. So that really says everything you need to know about the prediction. But there is one last thing I'd like to say before I get off the air. Can make some people mad, but I gotta do it, Baron.
Go ahead.
Roll damn tide. Roll damn tide.
Roll tide, Jamie. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, you have a good one.
Have a good one. Jamie Christensen, former kicker, University of Alabama, famed for several of them, but one of the most famous game winners was against Tennessee in 2005. Coming back from the break, we are pick three all the way in. Call in 205-342-9904. Already got some interaction on Twitter at Houston and Huber. We're pick three. Got to remind you, we're giving away that Clamato Joe grill, ceramic grill, thanks to Bama Backyard Living. I got a ceramic grill. Let me tell you something, guys. That thing is beautiful. Pick three from here on out. We'll catch you on the other side.